Good morning and welcome in to This Week in Delaware County, a community affairs radio program produced by the Woof Boom Radio Group. Six formats, 10 stations, one mission. We use our voice to build your community. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President Programming and host and executive producer of the show. A little different sound of the program today. We're in the middle of some renovations and refurbation. Is that a word? Of some of our, a lot of our technical stuff going on in a couple or more of our buildings. We are improving and growing and very blessed. So we'll have a slightly different sound to the show today. But through the hour, guests and information and, well, things that we think you want and need to know about. In our first segment this morning, a conversation from earlier this week that I had in our Woof Boom Radio News Zoom room with 6th District Congressman Greg Pence. He was at his home in southern Indiana getting ready to leave for D.C. and the work that he does for the 6th District of Indiana. We had several talking points and discussion items. He has been on a tour of county fairs. I think that was a couple or a few weeks ago. I don't even think I brought that up. I should have now that I think of it. Anyway, from earlier this week, here's that conversation now via replay on This Week in Delaware County this morning.
Recording in progress.
He started in our Zoom room by telling me he was going with the Steve Lindell hairdo. I'm very, very pleased and proud and honored that Mr. Pence has the do going on. I love it. It's looking great on you, sir. Good day to you.
Well, it's all natural.
Very nice. Lots of things to cover here, and I know you're exceedingly busy. We appreciate the good work you're doing. I saw you on C-SPAN last week. You were sitting in the back behind somebody speaking. I don't even care who was speaking. I was just watching you. You're right there behind. Good job.
Yeah, people said I was making faces.
Oh, no.
I wasn't.
I didn't see a face. There was no face.
Okay, good. Oh. Good.
I'd tell you if I thought that, by the way. You know
then
that,
I
right?
I got up and gave a very impassioned speech shortly after. I don't know if you got to see that.
I didn't. What was that presentation about?
About inflation.
Summarize for our listeners. What did you say?
Well, you know, people, when I get back out to D.C., we talk about what's important to, you know, the voters, to the constituents, things like that. And I keep telling them it's inflation. I hear about three things. You know, it's inflation, taxes, if you're a small business farmer or a person that's concerned about our national debt. And then the third is security, law enforcement, you know, policing and things like that. But boy, I hear about inflation nonstop, Steve. And so I wanted to get up on the House floor and remind my peers that's all I'm hearing about, and that we need to incorporate a concern for inflation in our actions.
Greg Pence is my guest. Infrastructure bill is one of the other topics. The Senate is dealing with that especially hard last week and this week. Have you seen it, much of it, and can you tell us what your thoughts and feelings are about this latest infrastructure deal?
You know, only you can get me on my soapbox, Steve. And, you know, this is one, you know, you and I have talked for a couple of years now about infrastructure. And I had wished that we had done one last July when we were talking about stimulating and helping the economy that was shut down by COVID. And then we passed three COVID bills. We still had $1 trillion left in January, and then we passed $1.9 trillion. That's the inflation factor. That is, that is contributing to inflation all across the board out there. As we talk about this infrastructure bill, to answer your first question, I have not seen it. Okay. No one saw it until the very end of this weekend. In the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi says she will not pass a bill unless it includes a human infrastructure bill, which when you really look at the two of these, we're talking about $5 trillion of core infrastructure, roads, bridges, et cetera, and then human infrastructure, which is daycare and things that normally aren't considered with infrastructure. Steve, I'm very concerned that if we do even the infrastructure bill that the Senate is talking about, only talking about, then that will increase the inflation that we have. I'm old enough to remember in the late 70s and early 80s that we actually had rising inflation. And then the next thing that happened with after that was rising interest rates. My first mortgage was 14%, and that was a VA loan. And, you know, we have to be very, very careful about flooding the market with money. My answer to the infrastructure bill right now, as you and I have talked, take this COVID money that cities and counties. I talked to Dan Reitenauer on the phone last week. He said, we've done appropriations for Muncie and for all of our district. But Dan said, you know, we would like to do more in the roads and the potholes and the things that y'all have in Muncie. And he said, and by the way, if we could do something with this infrastructure, this COVID money that we can't touch, we'd appreciate that. And I said, you're singing to the choir, Dan. That is the money we ought to be using for infrastructure, not passing another $1.2 trillion. And then those others that say, well, you got to put another $3.5 in before we pass that one. It's a lot of gamesmanship. I would like to see us force Congress to take that COVID money that doesn't have a home and put it into infrastructure. It's there. It's in the bank. It's in Muncie's bank. It's in Indiana's bank. It's all across this country. Let's get going on infrastructure now.
Sixth District Congressman Greg Pence is my guest. Protecting Hoosiers, consumers, that is, in the energy and commerce legislative agenda. You've done some work recently there. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, Steve, thanks. So I'm on the subcommittee on energy and commerce, which is the Consumer Protection Committee, and I will be introducing a bill that's going to force these online sites that sell you stuff to be held accountable for counterfeit goods. I get a certain type of pants. I have since I was 10, and I order them online. I won't use any names. What I get now is no longer I do not believe it comes from the manufacturer. I think it's counterfeit, okay? It doesn't fit right. The label's goofy. The length is shorter or longer than it says on the label. So we would like to engage before we impose a regulation. When I introduce this bill, we will engage these online, and I'll say like Amazon. I mean, these are legitimate businesses that don't want to sell you counterfeit stuff, but we want to engage them in how we can stop counterfeit goods being sold. And of course, there's companies that make the product that don't want counterfeit stuff sold either. So I'm excited. I believe that's a very bipartisan issue, by the way.
Congressman Pence, tell us about the Task Force Listening Tour for American Security. What's that all about?
As you know, you well know, I've spent a lot of time. I even had one time when I was back in the district about a month ago, I went around. It was Law Enforcement Week. I have been appointed to the Law Enforcement Safety Border and Policing Task Force. I'm going to focus on policing the border. While it is a crisis, it does affect us with the drugs. I think the pinch point for us is law enforcement. So 2 weeks ago, I assembled 12 of the 19 sheriffs from the Indiana 6th District, got their input, had John Katko, a former federal prosecutor, who's now a peer of mine, who is leading that task force, dial in. We're gathering information on best practices policing, police morale, and what we can do to help law enforcement in this country. You know, this defund the police, bad idea. You see it coming back. It's boomeranging because it had to, right? You can't get the bad guys if you don't have good law enforcement. So I'm on that task force. I'm honored to be on it. And we're going to keep meeting with more and more people this August while I'm home.
Congressman Greg Pence recently joined House leadership in a letter to President Biden regarding White House censorship policies. That word, censorship, just gives me goosebumps every time that I say it out loud.
Yeah, Second Amendment. We asked. We sent a letter to the White House. This was a partisan letter, but I sent letters when Trump Pence were in the administration to the White House and said, "What exactly are you doing with the Twitters and the Facebooks and to ensure that they aren't infringing on the Second Amendment?" We sent them a list of questions. We have to hold these tech companies accountable, Steve, whether it's censoring conservatives, censoring progressives, it doesn't really matter. We don't need to be censoring like they do in China and some of these other countries.
Congressman Pence, I wish we had more time. There's always so much to say. I appreciate and value the contact. For our listeners who want to reach out to you, how do they do that, sir?
Pence.house.gov, constituent services are what we do.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, you bet. Thank you, Steve.
Again, that conversation from earlier this week with 6th District Congressman Greg Pence. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Programming, and Director of News Operations for Woof Boom Radio Group as well. You're listening to This Week in Delaware County, a community affairs radio program. Through the entire hour, we dedicate this time to serving our communities. There are many, as we say, it's very vast. Little different sound to the show this morning. More coming up in just a moment.